Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the top players this year, easily a senior defensive line, Trevon Allen. And he's kind enough to join us on his night before he has a couple of days off. Trevon, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you.
I know this is exciting. You know, Central out of the mix the last couple years from the state championships. I know that when you were a little bit younger, they had a really decent run that I know that the coaching staff would like to see again. What has been the biggest surprise for you this year, Trevon, for this team? I mean, you know, we knew that they had a great running game. We knew that you had a really good offensive line. The secondary was, you know, intact. What has been the biggest surprise, you think, for this Central team going into this week's game at Palmetto?
The biggest surprise has been the combat, man. It's been real rough throughout the whole year, so coming back to being a family again and playing out there has been great. It's been a big surprise.
And you have talent. Obviously, an outstanding defense that has kind of put it all together in the playoffs. A big shutout over Dillard last week. Big win over Dunbar. A win at Naples, which was the number one seed. So you guys are obviously ready coming into this game. From the offensive standpoint, I mean, you guys got to go against them every day in practice. Perhaps 3 and 4 are the best running backs that you're going to see. A quarterback that can move and has a great arm, and receivers that are coming into their own, and an offensive line we know with Big Baby and his gang there that have done an awesome job. Talk about going against that offense every day in practice.
I love it. The intensity every day. We just make sure everybody go hard every day and make sure everybody get their work in. Everybody know we got to come out there and just give it everything we got for each other.
As you come into this game, as we're speaking with Trevon Allen, senior defensive line at defensive lineman at Miami Central, as you're going into this game against this Palmetto team from the West Coast, what do we know about them? What who do they remind you of? What do they do well? What do they do well offensively?
Just another team on the schedule, and I'll wait for the state title.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Especially with the schedule that you've played. I mean, you've knocked heads with Northwestern. You guys had an opportunity to see a nationally rated team in St. Francis, which obviously, as we're finding out, was easily one of the best teams in the country this year. I mean, you guys are battle-tested, no doubt. Chaminade, everybody on your schedule has been a pretty decent opponent. Talk about that. I think that's important to know that what you guys face, and, you know, Coach Clavejo just now at Champagnat, you know, he said, yeah, the team we're playing is tough, but there's no way they've gone through what we have. You feel the same way?
I also feel the same way, but we just got to come out and play.
Right.
And a lot of teams came, and we took a couple L's here and there, but we just had all them points in time. We just had to become a family and become stronger.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting now.
Trevon Allen joining us, Miami Central. When you take a look at this coaching staff, and this is a coaching staff that's been there, done that, talk about that. Talk about, you know, Coach Smith, Coach Roland Smith, who's been the glue to this program for a lot of years. Talk about what he's meant to you, you know, as kind of a father figure, as a leader, as somebody who's been through this a lot. What has he meant for you personally?
Showed me the love of the game. To keep going through all the pain, through all the hurt, through everything.
Right.
You know, just having that intensity and be able to come out there, even if you had a flu, even if you had 2 broke shoulders, still come out there and continue to play.
Right.
Put everything on line for your brothers.
And also, Jerron, when you take a look at a lot of these kids that have played here, I mean, you know, you look at a Dalvin Cook who's tearing it up in the NFL, and a lot of these guys who've played at Miami Central that are playing at the college ranks and have been there before. The kid Bethune last year who's played a huge role for University of Central Florida this year. Talk about that, because you as a younger guy who will be at that level next year, you know, at the college level, what does it mean for you to see guys who have worn that same green and white uniform as you're wearing this year, you know, being able to be successful?
It's very inspiring. Very inspiring. It's just like the other day I was watching Dalvin Cook having on a uniform at Central a couple years ago. Now we see him in the NFL. So I feel like we feel as if we could do the same thing.
Yeah.
So it pushes us harder to keep going and keep going, and we never give up.
And having an opportunity, as I was talking with Coach Clavijo before, practicing on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, that's got to be huge. I mean, everybody wants to do it. You know, I mean, it's sort of a, like a badge of honor to do that, because that means you're still alive in the playoffs. What does it mean to you personally to be able to go out there and knock it around a little bit on Thanksgiving Day, the day before you guys got to, you know, make that move up towards the West Coast? What does it mean? What is it going to mean to you to be putting on that helmet and those shoulder pads and doing those walkthrough on Thanksgiving?
Means everything to me. Everything. Just coming out here, just I love the game and everything. Like, it's my senior year. I got to give it my all.
Yep.
I just got to give it my all.
That's good. That's a great thing. And before we let you go, what's your go-to food this week? What's going to be on that the Allen household the table that you're attacking? I mean, what's that go-to food you need on Thanksgiving?
A W.
Well, I hear that,
W,
but what kind of good food are you going to eat though on Thanksgiving? Away from
some turkey pie. Gotta have a pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie, gotta have it.
Nice. Mac cheese, or you got potatoes? What do you got?
Turkey, ham, mac and cheese.
Awesome, sheesh, man. That's some good stuff. Good stuff. Jerron, thanks so much for taking the time on this Tuesday night. Really enjoyed it. Best of luck this week. Hope to be talking to you in a couple weeks from Daytona.
All right, you're welcome.
Good stuff. Jerron Allen, Miami Central. The Rockets trying to get back in the mix, you know, for a state title. Certainly been a few years, because you know when they were in 6A the last 2 years, Miami Northwestern, who will be playing against Tampa Jesuit on Friday night at Traz Pal at the Mecca, they kind of took center stage. Before them that year was Carroll City that took care of business, and then Miami Central's long run. And certainly the Rockets would like to get back to the finals. The finals, in, as we said, the winners of the 1A, 2A, and 3A for this week will play next week in Tallahassee. Then the following week, the winners of this week, so the big schools 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 will have the week off this week. To kind of like you know, relax a little bit and heal up for that run. It'll go to Daytona, so it's going to be exciting starting on that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Next week it'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.